just 2 days ago, we began reciting what we call Hazkoras Kishomim Mashiv Haruch Mord HaGoshem. I'd like to study this halacha with you, especially with regard to the case of someone who is in doubt as to whether he added Mashiv Haruch Mord HaGoshem. First, a little background. The Mishnah in Masechta Tainis, at the very beginning of the Masechta, Memasai Mazkirim Gvuras Gishomim, the Mishnah records Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to when we begin to mention in our Tfilos, and specifically in Gvuros, Mashiv Aruch Mord HaGoshem. Rabbi Eliezer says that we begin on Yontav Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says Yontav Achron Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua wants to delay Hazkaras Gvuras Gishomim till the end of Yontif, because if we get rain during Yontif, that's a Simon Klol, we have to leave the Sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer says even though we're not going to be asking for rain, there's no She'elas Gishomim, that's going to come later on, but we nevertheless should praise Hashem Lahazkir Mashiv Ruch Mord HaGoshem Be'onoso, because this is beginning. In theory, we should be asking for rain. This is the rainy season. We postpone it because of the Ole Regel, etc. But we should at least acknowledge the praise of God for bringing the Gishomim. And as far as She'elas Gishomim is concerned, that comes later on, whether it's on the 7th of Cheshvan, according in here in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzlitz, maybe as late as December 4th, December 5th. Now, there's a very fascinating and important Yerushalmi at the beginning of Masechta Titus, and the Yerushalmi addresses the question of someone who's in doubt as to whether or not, in fact, he mentioned Gishomim after Shmini Atzeres. Toni, Nispalel, V'eini Yodea, Mahizkir, he davened that he doesn't know if he recited Mashiv Ruach or not. And the question now arises as to whether or not he has to repeat Shmona Esrei. Omer Rab Yochanan, Kol Lamed Yom, for the first 30 days following Shmini Atzeres Chazaka, we have an assumption that Mashu Lamud Hizkir, that whatever he's used to over the past months, he would mention in Shmona Esrei. Now, he's not used to, during the summer months, mentioning anything about Geshem, and therefore we have to assume for the first month at least that he omitted Mashiv Ruach Mord HaGoshem. He's going to have to repeat his Shmona Esrei. However, the Braisa continues, and the statement of Rabbi Yochanan continues and says, Mikan v'elach, after the 30-day period has passed, Mashit Tzorach, that which he's meant to recite, the Azkir, he will definitely recite. The Chazaka tells me that he mentioned it. And based on this Yerushalmi, the Marami Rutenberg, who's quoted in the Tur, and that's in Simon Kuf Yudalid, came up with his own tradition, his own custom. And to read the language of the Tur, Yerushalmi is Pal V'eni Yodei Mehizkirim Lav, Kodim Shloshim Yom Chazok Mashu Lomud Mazkir, Mikan V'elif Mashit Tzorach Mazkir. Hilkoch Ad Shloshim Yomim Sofek Lo Im Hizkirim Lav, Tzorach Lachzor, V'mistomolo Hizkir. And then he writes, I'm skipping a little bit, V'harav Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg, Hayarogil Lomar, Bishmini Atzeres, Brocha Birchas Ata Gibor, up until but not including the Chasimus HaBrocha and the Shem Hashem, Tishim Pa'omim, Ad Mashiv Aruach Umorid HaGoshem, Keneged Shloshim Yom. He would repeat 90 times, Tishim Pa'amim, Mashiv Aruch Mordek Goshem, and that would parallel the 30 days of the Yerushalmi. Because again, he's assuming that every day there are three tefillos, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, in every day. If you multiply 30 days by three tefillos, you end up with 90. So he would simply repeat Mashiv Aruch Mordek Goshem on Shmini Atzeres itself for 90 times. Again, it might take an hour, I don't know. And then he was absolutely sure from then on, if he had any doubts, that the Chazakah is activated, that he recited Mashiv Aruch, he inserted it in the proper place in the tefillah. Because he's virtually artificially created this Shloshim Yom period and the Chazakah. Now, if we fast forward a little bit in the tour, he says, "Varav Rabbeinu Peretz al Kosav lo chazino l'rabbonin kishishoy d'tzorfas d'avdi hachi." He testifies to the fact that we never saw in France any of the elder statesmen, the rabbonim, that would follow that custom. And then Rabbeinu Peretz goes ahead and he counters against the proof which is adduced by the Maharal Rutenberg in the lines in the tour that we skipped. And in order to appreciate the Raya, the Rayoso, the proof text adduced here by the Maharal Rutenberg, we'll take a break and we'll take a look at the Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma. This is a Mishnah in Perikei Tzedarei and Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. And the Mishnah addresses the question, how does a Shor Tam become a Shor Muad? Ezu Tam, Ezu Muad. And the Mishnah records a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that the key number here is 3. 3 establishes a chazakah and establishes in 3 negichos that the animal is belligerent, it gores, it has a propensity to be nogeach. But the question is, when did these 3 negichos take place? So according to the first Tana, that's Rabbi Yehuda, kol she'idu bo shloshe yomim, it has to be that it happened on 3 different days. And the Gemara immediately is going to ask my time either of you, Omer Abaye, Tmol, Mitmol, Shulshon. The Torah itself in Parshas Mishpatim, the Parshas Shor Muad, speaks about 3 different days, meaning 3 negichos on 3 different days. And then the Torah says, V'lo Yishmenu Balav, if the owner of the Shor is now guilty of negligence, he has to pay Nezek Sholin. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda on 3 different days. Rabbi Meir Omer, Muad Sheidu Bo Shlosha Pa'amim. A Muad is any time that he was Nogeh 3 times, even on the same day. And the Gemara asks Rabbi Meir Maitaima, after all, the Torah itself is describing Negichos on 3 separate days. What gave Rabbi Meir the right, so to speak, to make that leap of faith that even if the 3 Negichos took place on the same day, the Shor becomes a Shor Muad? Rabbi Meir Maitaima, the Sanyom Rabbi Meir, Richek Negichos of Chayov, Kirev Negichos of Lokolshke. In the case of Richek Negichos of, it happened on different days. Maybe you could say each one, there were new circumstances. You know, it was a very hot day, a very cold day. Somebody incurred his wrath. There were new factors, new variables. Maybe he stepped on a thumbtack that day. It was just the Derech Mikra, so the 3 is questionable. And yet the Torah says you can rely on 3 on 3 different days. How much more so if the 3 Negichos happened on the same day, and let's assume that all the external context and variables were the same on all 3 Negichos, that certainly proves that this is a Shor Naghan. So from the Torah wants to tell you Bigachish, that even though these 3 Negichos happened on 3 different days, and you might have thought therefore that we can attribute it to Derech Mikra, to different factors that caused the Negicha, these three Negichos, nevertheless it becomes Sharmuot. How much more so in the case of Kirev Negichosav. Now we go back to the Tur, quoting the Maram Mirutenberg, and the Tur says, Virayoso, the Perikates at a regil, the Omar Gabishar Muad, Richek Negichosav Chayav, Kirev Negichosav Lokolshke. For some reason, the Maram Mirutenberg is attached, is built upon the sugya of Rabbi Meir, the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and seems to ignore the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to accept this Kal Vachomer. Maybe the idea is that Rabbi Yehuda thought the pasuk was telling me Bedafka and excluding the case of Kiriv Negichosav, or alternatively maybe we paskin like Rabbi Meir. But be this as it may, one Rabbi Meir in a later generation, that's the Marami Rutenberg, builds his case on the opinion of an earlier Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir of the Tan and the Mishnah. And the Kal Vachomer should apply now. Hochinami, let's apply it now to our discussion about Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim. Came in the Acher Shloshim Yom. Imu Mesupok Eino Tzarech Lach. So you can assume that after 30 days, as we saw in the Yushalmi, he certainly is Lamud Bil Shono to say Mashiv Ruach. He said Mashiv Ruach. He shouldn't even doubt it. Is Kolshkein Tishin Pa'omen Biom Echad. How much more so in Kiriv Nigichosav? And they were all on one single day. He repeated Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim, for sure that would train him and grant him this chazok so that he can assume else, you know, henceforth that he certainly recited Mashiv Ruach and he should have no suffix about it. And comes along Rabbeinu Peretz, and in not only does he disagree la'alocha with the Maravi Rutenberg, but he argues, counter-argues against the logic, the application of Rabbi Meir's halacha of Kiriv Yehosef Lo Kolshkein to our sugya, and he says, "Ein anidon doma l'raya." The analogy is not foolproof. To hasam taima there, in the case of Rabbi Meir negichos shartam to make him into sharmuad taima mishum shehuchsak ligach, it creates a chazok of negichos v'im huchsak b'sholosh rechokos kolshkein b'sholosh krovos aval geshem. But with regard to Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim Shiniskan Bitfila, this was a takana in Tfila. This becomes an essential part of Tfila. We'll talk about it later on, the Madbeah Shal Tfila. Vadover Toli Behergil Lashono Lo Aminanachi. When it comes to Hergil Lashono in Tfila, that doesn't prove anything. That doesn't establish a chazaka. The Hergil of tefillah has to be spread out in, you know, over 30 days worth of tefillos. You know, you have three tefillos daily, you pound away every tefillah, you have a kavana, what do you have in mind, what should you say, and you recite Mashiv Ruach, you do this three times a day over and over again for 30 days. Now you hack it around, now it becomes lamed lashono, you're very well trained. But just to recite it 90 times in 1 hour, that doesn't make into Hergal Lashono. Again, it might project you for the next few, maybe a few days, but it won't go forever and ever. You need that spread out tefillah mentality within the mode of tefillah, within the framework of tefillah, to recite Mashiv Ruach over and over again, three times daily for 30 days. And in a certain sense, there is a common approach here to both the Marami Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. I mean, both of them understand full well that the Svara of Rabbi Meir with regard to Shar Muad is predicated on changing a behavior pattern. And to clarify that change of behavior pattern, we see over and over and over again that behavior pattern is really going to stick, and that's Chazaka. But it doesn't mean that we have the right, says Rabbeinu Peretz, in every single context, every single case, to apply the logic of Kirev Negichosav Lo Kolshkein. It's relative to every subject matter, and there's no absolute rule over here. In the case of Shar, the fact that, and this is what the Torah says, the fact that he is constantly repeating this kind of behavior of Negicha, that certainly indicates that the shor by its nature is a naghan. But if you want to create a situation of lamud lashono, that even without thinking, so to speak, his tongue speaks and recites what it should recite, that may have to require a long, protracted training period of 30 days, you know, to squeeze and collapse that all into 1 hour, and it's not in the framework of a real, genuine tefillah, that's not convincing, says Rabbeinu Peretz. On the other hand, the Marami Rutenberg looks at the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Meir, Kirev Megichosov Lokolshkein, and comes therefore to the conclusion that in a chazak which is meant to establish a behavior pattern, the training period doesn't have to be long and protracted. Let's collapse it into a short period of time. We'd like to address two questions. Number one, what is the fundamental machlokas here between the Marami Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz? And the second question is, does Rabbeinu Peretz... Well, let's start with Marami Rutenberg. Does Marami Rutenberg really have a cogent argument to come up with the number 90? If you take a look at the Darkei Moshe here, towards the beginning of Kuf Yud Dalet, he says, Yesh lahakshos mehechon lomad maram ditzadi po'omim yoil kemo lamid yom. How does the Marami Rutenberg derive the conclusion that 90 times is the same as the 30 day period mentioned in the Yerushalmi? Tare belamid yom ika yoser mi tishim tfilos. The Vishabosos, Yesh Beineim, Mispal Musafim. You could talk about the Musaf of Shabbos, which is right there, is 4. You could add probably another 2 Musafim in the case of Rosh Chodesh. If it's a Chodesh Choser, you could talk about maybe Chol HaMoed. I mean, you could really jack up the number. So how do we justify the Maram's conclusion that 30 days equaled 90 tefillos? Now I want to come back to this point a little bit later, but first, let's just mention the following, that if the hergel depends upon days, then you come to one conclusion. If the hergel is based on ribui tefilos that passed over the course of those days, you can come up with a different answer, a different number. So, for example, Yerushalmi uses the language shloshim yom. That's the shir of zman, and it seems like the halacha is halacha in yomim. That yomim that pass upon a person day by day for 30 days, that's koveya, that determines the hergel aloshon. And if that be the case, then the Marami Rutenberg, by converting yomim into ribui tefilos, and again, whatever that number might be, whether it's accurately represented by the number 90 or maybe a different number, I don't know, that seems to be a jump in the Yerushalmi. And that's the chiddushi of the Marami Rutenberg, that the Marami Rutenberg should not be limited to yomim, even though it does mention shloshim yom, but rather the shloshim yom is just a shir in ribui tefilos. Now, let's point out that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts the Marami Rutenberg, and we'll get back to this a little bit later. Especially the Beis Yosef, in his comment on the tour that we read, the Beis Yosef writes that this logic of the Marami Rutenberg should apply in the case of Yemos HaChama with regard to the Saint Bracha, and in Yemos HaGshamim with regard to the Saint Talamot Levracha. And the Beis Yosef adds a comment. He says, "Taimu Shel Rabbeinu Peretz, Mishum de shiny geshem shadover toli behergil lishono. And therefore, lo havi cheskas hergil lishonik shemaschil lispalil b'seder birchas mogen. You need tefilos in order to set up a hergil lishono. Then he quotes the Maria Abuov, Shetaimo Shal Rabbeinu Peretz Mishum Dlo Domi Dohosom Shehu Leteva Ra Sheza Asharu Naghon Hinek Shiasa Negicha Bekarov or Bekiruv Mora Shehutba Bo Ze Bekinyin Mashenkein Ilu Haya Oso Sobar Choka Yeshomar Bechalechet Mem Mikrehu Aval Kana Dover Tolu Behergel Lashono Vilashono Eino Murgal kol kakshiasa dover echod bikiruv. So again, the presentation and the understanding of the Beis Yosef in terms of this machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz revolves around whether we can draw conclusions about hergil shono, that just like if he was marchik his hergil shono over then stretching it out over 30 days, then he can create a hergil shono through a short period of time of Kiruv. And that issue is not necessarily determined by Shor Naghon. Now, getting back to the Darkei Moshe, in terms of the number 90, he writes that Efshar Liyashev, why does the Maharami Rutenberg insist that we can convert 30 days to 90 tefillos, when during the 30 days clearly there are more than 90 tefillos. And Efshal Yashiv Aloma de Bishalmi Koi, he says, Sover Maram, de Nokat Shloshim Yom Lahoros, Al Minyan Hatfilo Shemispal Bilamid Yom Kisha Ein Behem Musaf. In other words, we take the Minyan of tefillos of 30 days without considering and calculating a day that has Musaf. So it's 30 days without Musaf. In a sense, 30 days of standard tefillah. The Prisha also seems to take it in that approach. He says, Afal gav di ikonami tefillahs Musaf shel Shabbos mikomakom harei kvar nizbayer di ein tashlumin l'tefillahs Musaf. The tefillahs Musaf has its own laws. Like, for example, if you forgot to daven musaf, there's no tashlumin. And there are other dinim. There's a shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that ein mispal musaf el b'chaver ir. So the tefillah of musaf is in a category of its own, and it's not to be calculated and included in the 30-day period. Now, there is a fascinating analysis that I wanted to share with you of the machlokas between the Maharam and Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shiurim of Rav Shimon Shkup. It's called Chidushei Hagon Rav Shimon Shkup al Masechta Bava Kama. And he, after presenting the Sugya Vedeh of Cheskes Tam, Cheskes Muad, he says, Yesh l'stapek b'inyon hadas shor shemach zikin shenaseh zeshinui b'tivo ligach, with regard to the chazaka, when there's testimony about this shor that it repeatedly gores, and therefore there was a change in its character, it became a shor amud. What's the suffix? Im ba shinui ze al yidei hergel hanegichos. Shall we say that the repetition of negichos is itself the cause of the change in the teva? I would give a mushel. If a person starts smoking, then at the beginning he's coughing his guts out, he hates it, but eventually he gets addicted to it. So the shor becomes addicted to a certain behavior pattern. The negichos themselves train the animal. So the training and the change in character is a result of the negichos. Oh, he says, the other way of saying it is Shal Yidei Shenogeach Gimel Pavim Onim Akirim B'Tivo Shal Ashoshu Nagchan Devepachas Mishlosha Anutolim B'Mikre. And now he's saying that in his second understanding that the pattern of repeated negichos is only a hakara, it's a method by which we recognize the teva shal shor, that this shor is a nagchan, as if to say that from the get-go the shor in its character and its nature was a shor nagchan. We just need to see that repeated behavior pattern over and over again to be convinced that this is indeed the nature of the shor. But it's not that the negichos are training the shor. The negichos are nothing more than revealing, it's what we call, I guess, a gili milsa, that this shor is indeed a shor nagchan. But the negichos themselves are not the cause of it becoming a nagchan. It's a nagchan because of the teva of the shor, but we need a raya, we need to be makir that. And then he goes on to say that the machlokas that the Torah quotes, as far as mashma ruach between the Maram and the Rebbeinu Peretz, really depends upon these two definitions. And if you play a matching game, you could already guess that the Maram Rutenberg is talking about changing the nature of the animal through the negichos and changing the limud lishono through the repetition of mashma ruach amordagoshen. The multiple negichos and the multiple recitations of mashma ruach will change the nature. So it's al yidei, there's a grammar here in which the repeated negichos, the repeated recitations are a cause, a gorim, and that would be the Maram Mirutenberg. But Rabbeinu Peretz, who rejects the analogy to Shor HaMuad, he holds that in Shor HaMuad it's not a question of the behavior pattern and the repeated negichos that impacts upon the shor and makes the shor an addict, a negicha addict, but rather it's a gili milsa to reveal that indeed the nature of the shor is a shor amua. That has nothing to do, no bearing on mashma ruach morda goshen. Who says that the Maram Rutenberg is justified to derive the conclusion from negichos in Shor HaMuad that if you repeat mashma ruach morda goshem, that's going to be margil your lashon? It could be that Shor HaMuad is irrelevant to this discussion because it's purely a gili milsa. Now, once we redefine Shor HaMuad as a gili milsa, then Shor HaMuad becomes irrelevant, and the whole Kal V'Chomer of Kirev Negichos of Lokolshkein is irrelevant to Mashma Ruach Morda Goshen. Again, there's no proof against the Maram Rutenberg. He may be right that just like the Yerushalmi establishes 30 days as a period in which you can change the Teva and establish a Limud Lashono to say Mashma Ruach, so too 90 times might be enough for Zech or Zeh. But proof, there is no proof. It's theoretically possible that the Maram Rutenberg might be right, but Kirev Negichosov in Shor HaMuad is irrelevant. And what we saw in the Beis Yosef is that the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that to jump to conclusions about the nature of a Hergel Lashono from the fact that Shor HaMuad, that's not an appropriate and meaningful analogy. Once the Rabbeinu Peretz, according to Rav Shimon Shkub's approach, has rejected the analogy to Shor HaMuad, now we can analyze the Sfar itself. Shall we derive the conclusion from the Yerushalmi of 30 days that stretched out over a period of time to the 90 times Bozech or Zeh? And the answer is there's no equation between the two. You know, if you're talking about a training period, that period has to be stretched over 90 days, three tefillos a day, and it's a serious framework of tefillah over the course of time. He changes his limud lashona from that of Yemos HaKayetz without Mashma Ruach to Yemos HaGeshomim of Mashma Ruach. But to repeat it, chaplaps, 90 times over and over again, that's not a proof. And at this point, Rav Shimon Shkup claims that his chakira, his two definitions of what the nature of this birur, this clarification, this proof from the chazak of Gimel Palmim in Sharmud, how it works, that chakira really generates another nafkamina. What happens if the shar was given by the bailim over to a shomer? So now the shar is in the base bailim, and in the base hashar, it became a shar mu'ot. If we're going to say that the training itself, the repeated negichos, is what causes the change in the teva, the shor, then the shomer chinam or shomer sach, whatever he might be, should be chayav for that, because he's the one who was negligent in the shmira and allowed the shor to change its teva. But if on the other hand it's only a birur and his galus, then you cannot fault the shomer, be him a shomer chinam, shomer sachar, for being the goreim of the shor becoming a shor muot. The Sharmud was always a Sharmud from the get-go. But we didn't know that. We had no way of clarifying that and establishing that. That's where we needed the three negichos. But as far as the Shomer is concerned, he can return the Shar to its Bailim, and the Bailim have no claim of Pshia. And that leads us to a sugya in Masechet Bava Kama, and that's on Daf Memo Mid Alf Memo Mid Beis. The question is, who had the base Shoel? In this case, we're talking about a Shoel. And Shoel Potter. The Shoel is not held responsible for making the Shor into a Shor Amuot. And this is called Rishus Mishana in the Lashon HaGemara. But that would seem to indicate that the Rabbeinu Peretz is right in his premise, in his understanding, that this has nothing to do with being Margil the Shor. For that, you could definitely point a finger of blame at the shomer, but rather it's a gili milsa. And it's interesting that in the classical lamdusha sprach you find very often this chakira between siba and simon, and that seems to apply very well over here. Now, if you take a look in the stipler in Bava Kama Simon Chav Tes Lekilos Yaakov, he too approaches the machlokes between the Marami Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz with the same tools and the same analysis. He says, Yesh lachar b'hadavur de b'chuchsa gimel pom avi chazaka shekein darko im hu b'toras raya v'olchach she darko b'kach. Is it just a gili milsa, as we called it, a raya? Or al yedei gimel pa'amim mikoach ha'pa'amim gufa nasa lo kiteva, or it is a cause that changes the teva. And then he goes on to explain the machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz based on this chakira, on this analysis. Now, as far as the number 90, again, getting back to this, the Maharam Rutenberg says that was his minog to repeat it 90 times. And the Yerushalmi, as we said, if you read it straightforward, superficially seems to say it's Toli and Shloshim Yom, not Pa'omim. And not only that, that Shloshim Yom really includes Shabbosos and Rosh Chodeshim, and therefore it's more than number 90. But Chassam Sofer, in fact, who's quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Yudalit, Sifkat Mem Aleph, was of the opinion that you'd have to repeat it 101 times. He gives a smach ledover, and a smachtor, what we would call a remez ledover. The Gemara says in Chagiga that a student who really wants to absolutely know his Torah material properly, perfectly, should repeat his lesson 101 times. So the 101 really creates that teva. And in the case of Mashiv Ruach, he should be repeating it 101 times. There's a Kaf HaChaim came up with a different number of Kuf Gimel. It's not clear to me if the Chassam Sofer is talking about Yemos HaKham or Yemos HaKshom, because in the case of Yemos HaKshom that we're discussing Mashiv Ruach, you wouldn't include in the calculation Chol HaMoed, because the beginning of Hazkaras Kishomim coincides with Shmini Atzeres, so there's no Chol HaMoed. In any event, as we saw earlier, the Darkei Moshe on the tour was worried about this same issue of how the Marami Rutenberg was able to call it, calculate 90 days, and he also, I didn't point this out, but as far as She'elas Geshomim is concerned, he says that She'elas Geshomim has to be reduced in a 30-day period to less than 90 days, and we could be Mekil. You could formulate it a little bit differently. If the Marami Rutenberg says that 90 is sufficient, then in the case of She'elas Geshomim, we're going to require more than 90. So when he says V'sein Talumot Levracha over and over and over again to be Margil Shono, he's going to have to do it more than 90 times going to Marami Rutenberg, because that 30-day period wouldn't suffice in the case of She'elas Geshomim. It includes at least four Friday nights, and not only Friday night, but basically all of the tefillos of Shabbos are seven brachos that do not include Birchas HaParnos, the ninth bracha, where you insert Bakoshas Geshomim, She'elas Geshomim. So in terms of She'elas Geshomim, you're going to have to remove 4 times 3 is at least 12 in the 30-day period. You're going to have to add another 4 days in order to make it 34 days. And therefore, the Darkei Moshe wants to conclude that when the Braisa in Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the Yerushalmi mentions 30 days, that means the minyan shemispalalim beli musaf. You know, so you cancel that out. And the Mishnah Berurah enhances that a little bit. And he says that it's totally on tefilos tmidios, according to the Shita of the Marami Rutenberg. And tefilos tmidios are the three tefilos that we recite every day for 30 days, and that's how the Marami Rutenberg arrives at the number 90. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that other poskim have a different approach, and according to them, he says, lo be'inan shloshim yom shlemim el kevin shehushlam tishim tefilos v'meila hurga l'shon halacha l'inyan she'ela di'ein b'lam yom tishim tefilos yitzok mizeh chumra di'ein tzarech lachzor misfeik afil yachar shloshim yom ad sheyushlam tishim tefilos shehurga l'shon b'hem kehogen. And basically, he's pointing out to Mishnah Berurah that if you're going to say that the number 90 is the number, and that was arrived at by taking 30 and multiplying by 3 and limiting yourself to the tefilos tmidios, then if the number 90 applies to Bakoshas Geshomim, then 30 days would certainly not be enough, because 30 days will not give you, will not produce 90 Mashiva Ruach's Mar Gosh. You have to add another few days. Now, this minhag of the Marami Rutenberg we saw quoted originally in the tour is also quoted, and perhaps even before the tour, I should point out historically, in the Hagos Maimonides. Hagos Maimonides himself was a Talmud of the tour, and he writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud, Os Zayin Hora Mori Rabbeinu, meaning the Marami Rutenberg Sheha wrote Zalios Miad Cheskas Limud Lo Yitzorch Lachzal Uspal Asofek Yom Kol Brachas Ata Gibor Ad Mechal Kel Chaim Kol Kach Pa'omim Kasha Yamdu Bishloshim Yom. Now, there's no mentioning of the number 90. He's saying whatever is the umdana of Shloshim Yom, whatever would normally be comprised 30 days, That's what the Marami Rutenberg would do. There's no mention here of 90 times over. And therefore, this would mean that with regard to how many times you would recite Marad HaGoshem repeatedly would depend upon the 30 days, including Musaf. And we could talk about Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, maybe even Chol HaMoed and all the different numbers that we saw, because the Marami Rutenberg is talking about that umdan of 90 days. That's what we have. Now, I would like to point out the following, that again, without going into detail about whether it's 90 days I'm sorry, 90 times, or it's the equivalent of a 30-day period, in which it would be both Lekula and Lechumra. It would be Lechumra in Yimos HaGshamim, Lekula in Yimos HaChama, Lechumra, right, and so forth and so on. But the very premise here of the discussion here between the Maram Mirutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz is that the chazaka of Shar HaMuad is a chazaka shel birur. And I would like to investigate that with you for a moment, because the perek called Cheskes HaBatim, the third perek in Bava Basra, begins with Holchei Usha, and these and the Holchei Usha, which goes back to the time of Sanhedrin, you know, really going early, they derive the law of Shalosh Pa'amim, I'm sorry, of Shalosh Shanim, in Cheskas HaBatim from Gimel Negichos of Shar Mua, meaning if Reuven is the Marakama, he owned the land. Now Shimon is living on the land, and year after year goes by, 3 years go by, Shimon is living on the land, he plants, he plows, he plants, he harvests and he markets his produce for 3 consecutive years. He now becomes Muchsak. And the Holchei Usha say that halacha, which is formulated in the first mission, because Sabbatim is derived from Gimel Negichos of Ashar. And the Gemara goes on to point out that according to the Holchei Usha, Cheskas Gimel Shanim establishes a kinyan on behalf of Shimon, even without a taina. Chazaka sheini mataina. What I'm trying to drive at is that there are two fundamentally different types of chazakas in Allah. There's a chazaka shel birur, and then there's a chazaka of din, where the chazaka changes the law. It's not a matter of clarification. So that when Rav Shimon Shkop analyzes the sugya of Gimel Negichos of Ashar, he's assuming it's a chazaka shel birur, it's coming to clarify. And whether this clarification is a kind of a gili milsa, or it's a clarification because the training itself will make its mark, but it's not some sort of chazaka shel din. Then there is a concept called the chazaka shel din that's koveya something and that changes the status of something. It's like edus lekiyum adavar. There's a chazaka lekiyum adavar, and the very fact that the Holchei Usha take Gimel Negichos in Shar HaMuad as a paradigm for Gimel Shanim Chazaka to establish that the Machzik now owns the Karka, and the 3 years of Achila now are a Kiyum L'dover, they establish this Kinyan, Nafak Le'mishus Mocher V'kam Le'mishus Lokeach, it transfers, the Karka now transfers ownership. If that be the case, then in Shar HaMuad, which is the source, according to the Holchei Usha, for this Halacha of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, it's a transfer of ownership, not a transfer of ownership, but a transfer of status. You're changing the Shar from a Shar Tam to a Shar Muad. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda requires a Negicha on one day, a Negicha on a second day, a Negicha on a third day. That those are rules and regulations that apply to a Chazaka Shel Din, not Shel Birur. And even though Rabbi Meir says in the Kiriv Negichos of Kolshkein, he might be saying that there's a sort of a complex combination of two, an overlap of, in this chazok of Shar HaMuad, of two types of chazokas. We start with the beer element, but we end up with a din. And for example, Rabbeinu Ezra is quoted in Tosfos at the beginning of Cheskes HaBatim as maintaining that if, and this again is totally an Abai V'Rava, but if the Shar was Nogeach 3 times on 3 different days, and the 4th Negicha was on the 3rd day, so it was Nogeach Negicha number 1 on Sunday, Negicha number 2 on Monday, Negicha number 3 on Tuesday morning, and then Negicha number 4 on Tuesday evening, then in such a case, he might not be Chayev Nezek Shalim as a Shar Muad. We have to wait till day 4. I mean, you see that we're dealing with rules and regulations here that are begeder, chukim, umishpatim, exeris hakosim. This is a chazaka shel din. We have similar sugyas in the second, the end of the second parak of Ksuvis with regard to Cheskes Kahuna, that if the Kohen did the avoda that generates a chazaka, might not be necessarily a chazaka shel biru. For example, in Truma, if this person who claims he's a Kohen has eaten Truma Derabbanan, that's going to establish his status as a Kohen for Derabbanans. If he ate Truma Doraisa, that will establish his chazaka vis-a-vis Doraisa. I mean, there are very technical rules here, which is a chazaka l'kiyum adover, a chazaka shel din, rather than a chazaka shel biru. And at least according to the old Cheyusha, the equation between Shara Muad and Hergil Shono as a common concept of Chazaka seems to be inappropriate. That's according to the whole Chayush. Again, it doesn't mean that Marami Rutenberg has to accept the whole Chayush. We paskin, for example, that Chazaka Sheni Mataina Lavi Chazaka. But again, there are other indications that even beyond Ol Chayusha, that the dinim of Nezek Sholem are not reflected by the three negichos as a biral adov. There are other elements that have to be that have to be taken into the equation and accounted for. Mishnah Berurah Halacha LaMaaseh accepts the Marami Rutenberg, 90 is enough. There are issues here with regard to someone who skipped a day or two in his 30-day period of time. Would this kula, this minhag of the Marami Rutenberg apply to HaMelech HaKadosh? Can a person, before he goes into the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, repeat HaMelech HaKadosh 90 times? And the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that with regard to HaMelech HaKadosh 90 times would not do it. Even though, again, you would argue that it's Limud Lashono, but maybe because now you're up against the whole year round, you know, 50 days out of 360 days, you know, 355 out of 365, and 90 times is not enough to count. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah seem to assume that's Roy Lino, like the Marami Lechatchila. Now, it's interesting that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Alicho Shlomo, he mentions that there was a minhag amongst Vatike Yerushalayim, the old times in Yerushalayim, that there were noeg l'shorer tzadi pa'amim ma'ashev ruach b'shas hakofos b'simchas Torah, that during the hakofos of Simchas Torah they would sing ma'ashev ruach b'ar Goshem 90 times. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself says that l'chatchila it's not roy to say the same bracha 90 times, right? If let's say you're making the transition Pesach time into the Yemos HaKayitz, not to repeat the same bracha 90 times, but as far as Mor HaGoshem, it's a minig yofa. And that's pretty fascinating unto itself, to make these distinctions. The question applies to women who daven, let's say, Shachris and Mincha, but they don't daven Mairiv, would Shloshim Yom be enough? Because their Shloshim Yom is not the same as a man's Shloshim Yom that has three tefillos a day. And then the question of Eretz Yisrael and some in Hogim and Chutzlarts to recite during the summer months Morid Atol, and the Poskim say that Morid Atol B'di'eved as a fallback position could be a substitute for Mashav Ruch Morid HaGoshem, which means that this whole discussion that we had today of the Marami Rutenberg and parents is less relevant, if at all, in Eretz Yisrael, because we have to thank Hashem for the moisture that comes down from heaven, whether it's in this form or another. L'chatchil, obviously, we praise Hashem and recognize His greatness for bringing down Gishamim, but Tal is also a kind of moisture that saturates the earth. And that also is a recognition of God's greatness and His Gvura. In terms of the concept of Gvura, and why bringing down the Gshomim is Gvura, I mean, one argument might say that it really, in a sense, defies nature to bring the rain, and that's an act of Gvura. In Tanakh, you find that the Goyim identify Gvura with military prowess, and Nimrod is called a Gibor in Tanakh, because he subjugates others and then his dominion over others. In the case of our Jewish concept of Gvura, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, his chesed, and he disciplines himself, kaviyachol, to overcome a netiya of strict justice, where maybe we don't deserve the reins, and he gives us the reins in any event. What I would like to discuss with you towards the end of today's shiur is the issue of matbeah shel tefillah. There's a famous comment of Reb Chaim on a Tosus in Brachas Chavavim in Beis. This is the Chidush HaGrach al Shas. In the edition that I have, it's the very first piece. Tosus points out that the Chiv Tashlumin for Tefillah only makes sense if you can add to the Tefillah's Tashlumin that which was missing in the original Tefillah. However, if you're not going to add anything, for example, if let's say you left out Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yomo and Mincha, and to add another tefillah of Ma'ariv to make up for Mincha when it's already Ois Rosh Chodesh, it's after Rosh Chodesh, you won't be able to say Yalav Yovo, then it's pointless. Eino Marviach Klum, that's the Lashon HaTosfos. And Reb Chaim said, what would be the din if he forgot the same Talu Motu Levracha, which we call Bakoshas Gishomim, on Mincha Verev Shabbos? Because if he adds a Shabbos tefillah, then there's no Bakoshas Gishomim, there's no Vesein Talamota, there's no Birchas Hashonim in a Shabbos tefillah, there's only seven brachas. And here's where Reb Chaim came up with the idea of Matbeah Shel Tefillah, that Reb Chaim said that in the case of Yalav Yovo, it's a separate Chovas Hazkara that's external to the essence of tefillah, to the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. And although you'll repeat Shmon Esri in order to facilitate that Azkaras Hayom, B'chol Yom V'yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosov, but nevertheless, if you were Yotze the Iker Mitzvah of Tefillah, that's how, if you left that, even though you left that Yal V'yom, that's how Reb Chaim is Medayik for the Lashon HaTosfos. And therefore, there's no point to repeat Shmon Esri after Rosh Chodesh as a Tashlumin, since you were Yotze the Iker Chiv of Tefillah without Yalav Yovo. Now you need another tefillah to facilitate Yalav Yovo. There is no such possibility here because it's already Ma'ariv, it's already after Rosh Chodesh. But Reb Chaim in contrast says that with regard to the same Talamot Levracha, in this case, right, then what you're dealing with is a matbe of tefillah, and you skipped a bracha because essential to that bracha is to ask for Geshamim. Well, if you skip the bracha, you aren't Yotze Tefillah. You're missing, you're lacking the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. And therefore, in any event, on Shabbos, you'd have to add another Shmon Esrei of Shabbos in order to make up for the Mincha in which you omitted the same Talamot Levracha. And the question that's asked on this Reb Chaim is from a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, that im Shachach, if you forgot She'elas Gishomim, Bakosh Gishomim in Birchas Hashonim, then if you remind yourself before Shomei Tefillah, then you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. You can insert the same Talamot Levracha into Shomei Tefillah. Just add that Bakosh, because that Bracha of Shomei Tefillah can receive any Bakosh, so that you could be Mevakesh Gishomim. But according to Reb Chaim, that the Bracha Birchas Hashonim and its new matbeah during the Yibos HaGeshomim includes Bakoshas Geshomim, then he should be required to go back to Birchas Hashonim. That brach he skipped, virtually. So that the halacha of Shema Kolenu, of Shomei Tefillah, can only operate if you recited all the brachas. Now you want to add any tefillos, any supplications of your own, that's fine. But you can't skip a bracha of the Yud Gimel and Tzoyos and fill it in Shomei Tefillah. And in the Sefer Ari Kedem, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik as coming up with a pretty radical chiddush, that there are two dinim in Shomei Tefillah. One din is that bracha is the last of the bakoshas, is a general, generic bracha that can receive any personal supplications that you want to add. But there's an additional halacha and a status, a special unique status in Shomei Tefillah, and that is that Shomei Tefillah is itself facilitates what we'd call a din tashlumin, that if you were chosir birchas, in this case birchas hashonim, then you could be mashlim that in shomer tefillah. Insofar as shomer tefillah is the sof brachos emtzoyos, then you can add a brach that you omitted into shomer tefillah. Again, if you forgot the same talamot levracha in shomer tefillah, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. But there is an option for reciting the same talamot and asking for gesham in shomer tefillah b'toras tashlumin for that bracha, that matbeishal bracha that you were chaser. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here.